JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wine's 5,000 Years of Jewish History. One video clip at a time. Clip number 3, Abraham and Isaac.
There's a central story between Abraham and Isaac that again became a foundation stone of Judaism, really a foundation stone of all of the major monotheistic religions in the world. The story as recorded in the Bible, Abraham is an old man. He's 100 years old. His wife is an old woman. She's 90 years old. She's been barren all of her life. She never gave birth to a child. All of a sudden, miraculously, a child is conceived in her womb and is born. The Lord gave Abraham notice that such a miracle would occur. The child is called Isaac. In Hebrew, the word is Yitzchak. Yitzchak means to chuckle, to laugh, to guffaw in glee. Because Sarah said, anyone that hears this story will laugh. A 90-year-old woman giving birth to a child, 100-year-old man fathering the child. But that's the story of the Jewish people. The story of the Jewish people is that the unlikely is likely. And Ben-Gurion once said, listen, we can't rely on anything else. For us, miracles, that's the natural world. So we're a miraculous people. And here this child is born. He's raised. The rabbis tell us that when he's 37 years old, his father is commanded somehow to sacrifice him on the altar as the sign of loyalty to God. Abraham is willing to do so. Isaac somehow passively agrees to the story as well. And at the last moment, the angel of God tells Abraham, no, you're not allowed to do it. That's a central lesson in a world that sacrificed its children for all sorts of religions and gods. And in our world today, where people will send children to be suicide bombers to blow themselves up, Judaism says you're not allowed to do that. No God in the world would command you to do that. And God therefore prevents. This incident is called the Akedah, the binding of Isaac on the altar. And it is remembered, for instance, in the Jewish prayers every Rosh Hashanah, the anniversary of when this great event happened. Isaac is saved. Isaac marries Rebekah. And from Isaac and Rebekah come now children that the future of the Jewish people and the future of the world will be born. One has to realize the relationship between Abraham and Isaac. In the Torah, it is written that they went together. And that is an ideal in Jewish life. Generations that can walk together. That even though every generation has different problems and lives in different circumstances and perhaps in different countries and has different levels of education and of wealth, nevertheless, they walk in concert because they're bound together by the commitment to God, by the common history, and by the bonds of family. Those are basic Jewish ideas that remain valid throughout the millennia and have brought the Jewish people till today. My name is Beryl Wine, and I'm happy that you joined to watch this. Thank you.
For more on Jewish history, go to JewishHistory.org.